Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Weber as we talk about pushing the envelope of research with genomics in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Dr. Bob Weber was a part of the Beef Improvement Federation seminars held a couple of weeks ago. All aspects of genomics talked about at this year's meeting. And Dr. Weber says especially interesting was the talk about stretching ourselves when it comes to research using genomics.
The power of genomics has really helped us, I think, in the beef research sector to start to explore some traits that are difficult or really expensive to measure, but we know are important in the beef value chain from a profitability standpoint. And so things like new predictions of cow longevity or stayability, disease resistance, adaptation to changes in either weather pattern or climate, however you want to view that, tolerating toxic substance challenge like fescue toxicosis, for example, are all topics that were covered in different segments of the BIF program and really will benefit long run from both a very intensive sort of exercise to describe differences in phenotypic performance in those particular trait cases, but then leveraging the genomics information to help spread that information across the breeding population. And so there was a couple of talks that really focused on the idea of adaptability and adaptation, one of them looking at sort of the genetics of heat stress and heat strain in beef cattle, looking one at sort of local adaptation, which has a sort of multi pronged approach, but at least some emphasis on fescue toxicosis and how animals differentially manage that challenge.
Dr. Bob Weber, who says the discussion at the Beef Improvement Federation meetings regarding genomics was not just theoretical, but also very pragmatic in that they also looked at how you make money as a cattle producer using this technology.
I think one of the really valuable bits of BIF is organizationally, you know, we spend a fair bit of time thinking about kind of the technology and the new innovation side, but in particular, how to use that technology in a really pragmatic way that drives improved profitability across the beef value chain. So at the Georgia meeting, a whole general session was really focused on that idea of profitability of the tools that we have at play. And so one that sort of spoke to some existing technology, but really I think helped support our adoption of that was the power of index-based selection. Mm-hmm. So how do we appropriately weight all of the traits that are available for selection to optimize profit to some particular endpoint, understanding how that system works in terms of selection index behaviors is really helpful. And I think it was a great presentation.
Dr. Bob Weber, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence, or in addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.